This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 25th. Well, we wrapped up last week on a very strong note. In fact, on Thursday, the market was under pressure. And then on Friday, we snapped back and we pushed into new highs. And that was on the announcement that ADM had canceled delivery receipts of over 1,100 contracts. So them of hard red winter wheat. So them taking away that much volume of wheat that was in a deliverable position sent a clear signal to the market that they were not willing to let go of stocks that they already have on hand. That was certainly viewed as bullish to the market, which is understandable. And that extended the weekly gains. So for the week, we had Minneapolis leading the way higher, up 44 cents, and Kansas City up 30 cents. Chicago was up 22. Corn was up 12. Soybeans were up 3. Soybeans are going to have a tough time. We got a early planting in Brazil, a very good planting conditions. It looks like the soybean crop will get off to a good start. Wouldn't surprise me to see if they plant more bean acres than they normally would have, considering the early start. And expensive fertilizer might be pulling away from corn and more to soybeans. So even in along with the pretty sizable crop here in the United States, it does look like soybeans are going to struggle. Corn will be caught in the middle between wheat and soybeans. Very expensive fertilizer are going to suggest that farmers would lean more towards soybean plantings this coming spring. That's bullish for corn as it tries to compete and protect its acreage base. Wheat moving higher is also bullish for corn. And of course, you've got the Brazilian crop last year was a disaster. So we have very little export competition in corn. That is too bullish for corn. The bearish component is soybeans, kind of dragging, you know, keeping a lid on corn, if you will, and also the corn harvest. But in that respect, we are in the tail end of harvest, and we had a huge rain system move across the Midwest over the weekend. That's going to hold off harvest here for a while. These cooler temperatures are going to make it just going to take longer to dry everything down and be able to get back in the field. So that actually casts a bit of a supportive tone to the market as well. In world FOB offers, we have U.S. soft red winter wheat at the Gulf at $327 a ton. That's up $5 from last week. Hard red winter wheat at $353. That's up $17 on the week. Ukraine at 314, that's up 4. Russia at 321, also up 4. France at 328, that is up 3. Argentina, which is in their harvest, up 1 at 293. So even with the southern hemisphere in their harvest, we're still seeing wheat markets move higher all across the board on world FOB offers. Clearly that's bullish to the market as well. The Russian export tax for October 27th through November 2nd is higher as well. It for wheat sitting at $67 a ton, that's up $5.70 from last week. Barley was down $3.30 at $42.60. Corn was up $1.30 at $49.70. We are seeing ocean freight rates increase a bit as well, so it just makes imports all that much more expensive across the board around the world. China reporting that in their domestic, their government auctions, that they sold 892,000 metric tons, which is about 90% of what they offered. It's unusual to see that kind of volume moving. Normally, they're auctioning off very low-quality wheat that's been in storage for at least 5 years. It's deteriorated in quality, which is why they're just auctioning it off. But to see that kind of demand for these lower-quality grades suggests that supplies are tightening, especially for feed grain, which we pretty much knew, but this is just one more thing to underscore that. So moving forward, I think, you know, wheat markets have pushed into new contract highs for Kansas City and Minneapolis. You're pretty close to that in Chicago. And on a kind of a flurry of price action and a very strong push on Friday. And closing into those highs kind of confirms this that we're in this next leg up. Wouldn't surprise me see the market pull back here, but I think we're just going to come back just slightly, test the double top breakout that we in Kansas City that we took out on Friday. So we'll come back down. That double top on the Kansas City December is basically right around 764, 765, right in there. So it's not that much of a break from Friday's close. It's only about 9 cents. So we don't look for much here. But, you know, clearly the market is in an uptrend. I continue to think it will perform well. The Southern Hemisphere harvest hasn't slowed it down. And Minneapolis, I think, will continue to be your leader. I mean, there's nothing to slow that one down. At least for hard red winter wheat, you've got Argentina. And soft red, you have Australia that are harvesting their crops, and pretty decent sized crops. We haven't heard if Brazil is rejecting Argentine wheat. I doubt they will. They'll probably leave it in the hands of the private buyers. But nevertheless, that's one big outlier there that really could disrupt the marketplace. And it would certainly be bullish for hard red winter wheat. Other than that, we're just looking at tightening stocks, a very strong world demand, and you know the stocks tightening of the major exporters, the stocks to use ratios are at all-time lows, even lower than 2008, which was when we went to soared into all-time highs. So I think there's plenty of upside room here. The Southern Hemisphere harvest may slow things down, but I don't see this market turning into even a neutral market until at the earliest next summer, and when we get a decent look at what our own hard red winter wheat crop looks like. I look for a battle for acres in the spring. That would take us into new highs into early May. For corn, beans, spring wheat, all of those are going to be competing for acres. So I think we're well intact. We'll get our pullbacks. I think they'll be shallow. I think the market will just continue to work its way higher as we move through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.